Howdy, Rowan.
How's it going, everyone?
Oh, you know how it is. Another day, another beer.
Only one. I respect your restraint.
Yeah, I ran out of wine last night. That wasn't a very good day.
Yeah, I spent last night getting my ass kicked in online chess, so I feel it.
Did you start playing chess because of COVID, or is it something you always used to do?
It's really a COVID thing. I got sick of Minecraft, so I had to come up with like a new game, and I've actually got kind of addicted to bullet chess. I'm really bad at it, but I'm getting better.
Man, COVID's
See,
just. Oh, go
what you
ahead.
need to do now is just learn how to program using command blocks in Minecraft and then build a game of chess in Minecraft.
I used to be part of a chess club when I was in high school. I feel like that's the ultimate geek, you know, like.
Honestly, just look up industrial craft. Like get the Twitch mod manager for Minecraft. It'll change your world completely.
Look, what I will say is chess used to be nerdy, but then the Queen's Gambit came out, so now it's cool.
Period. I love Queen's Gambit.
It's so good.
COVID's just been like the time period of like, let's do random skills and learn random stuff. But like it's not a negative thing, it's just how it is.
Sometime we should have a council chess tournament.
Bro, I'll get raffle stomped.
Are you the grandmaster, Rowan? Are you gonna just set up? We'll set up like 15 boards all around you, and you'll play everybody at once.
I'll have you know, in grade 3, I once won a bronze medal at a chess tournament because I beat a single person.
Did you know Judit Polgár, who's the great Hungarian master, once beat 70 people at once at the age of 14?
I wonder
That's
how much
pretty wild.
roll you need for that.
When I was in grade.
Imagine being that smart.
No, fun fact, when I was in chess club, the boys used to be very sexist at me. They said I wasn't actually good, even though I would beat them sometimes.
So Queen's Gambit is pretty accurate.
Yeah, when I was in grade 7, and when I was in chess club, we our principal, the principal of our school, his brother was a grandmaster. And he came and played 24 of us at once. And one person of those 24 was the best player in our school. And he didn't even look at the board and he beat us all.
I remember when I was a kid, I went to New York and I watched this chess game in Central Park. And this one guy was playing, but he wasn't at the board. He was like off to the side, just yelling and like yelling his moves. And he wasn't even looking at the board. And he just remembered where all the pieces were. And that was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
Honestly, though, like chess as a whole, interesting game, but like grand strategy game.
I'm gonna go with you intentionally muted yourself there when you started talking.
God damn
I think that was Jared.
Yeah,
Oh.
sorry. We're gonna get
Play
things
diplomacy.
rolling off here. It's an interesting talk about chess. Fun fact, I've actually never played. Down to learn, but we'll officially call the meeting to order here at 7:01 p.m. and start things off with a territory acknowledgement. We'd like to respectfully acknowledge that our university and our students' union are located on Treaty 6 territory. We're grateful to be on Cree, Dene, Salto, Métis, Blackfoot, and Nakota Sioux territory, specifically the ancestral space of the Papas Chase Cree. These nations are our family, friends, faculty, staff, students, and peers. As members of the University of Alberta Students' Union, we honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship. We aspire for our learning, research, teaching, and governance to acknowledge and work towards the decolonization of Indigenous knowledges and traditions. Excellent. So with that, I will just remind y'all again that the council scholarship nominations are due before the next meeting of council. And we'll distribute the or we'll vote and distribute the scholarships then. aside from that, I think that is the only administrational update that I have. Before we get into overall business of the day, we'll just take attendance here quickly. Just a note that since it is a special meeting, attendance records will be kept, but they won't count towards or against your attendance for the trimester. But we'll go President Agarwal.
Present.
Vice President Draper.
Howdy, friends.
Vice President Lay.
Present.
Vice President Cron.
Present.
Vice President Kidd.
Present.
Governor Conrad.
Present.
Councillor Carbajo. Councillor Carbajo. Councillor Dixon.
Yep, I'm here.
Councillor DeGrano.
Here.
Councillor Marquise.
Here.
Councillor Oliveira.
Here.
Councillor Veloso.
Here.
Councillor Yabut. Councillor Yabut. Councillor Berhani. Councillor Berhani. Councillor Zaretsky.
Present.
Councillor Matoska.
Present.
Councillor Ackerman.
Present.
Councillor Baticki.
Present.
Councillor Bid.
Present.
Councillor Bose. Councillor Bose. Councillor Hariharan. Councillor Hariharan. Councillor Montero.
Present.
Councillor Buchanan. Councillor Buchanan. Councillor Filipovich.
Present.
Councillor Orvald.
Here.
Councillor Brandwein.
Present.
Councillor Enerson.
Present.
Councillor Badesha. Councillor Badesha. Councillor Berzesh.
Present.
Councillor Dillon.
Present.
Councillor Fotang. Councillor Fotang. Councillor Kamani.
Present.
Councillor Corday. Councillor Corday. I myself am here. Mark, are you here? Right. Okay, so I am seeking a motion to suspend standing orders. I'm guessing, seeing as how it's a special meeting, and I'll ask council what they would prefer in terms of reports or.
Kid motions to suspend orders of the day.
Okay. Councillor Orvald, thank you. We'll just do a quick second. We'll just do a quick show of hands here. If y'all could raise your hands, if y'all are in favor. Perfect. I'll take that as good. Awesome. So we will go into, oh, if we're going to skip orders of the day, we can go right into, I guess, what are we looking at here? Open forum. Question period is the gateway here. We do have some members of the gateway here. So we'll go into open forum. And as y'all know, it's an opportunity for guests of council to ask questions towards members of council. You have 30 seconds to ask a question or 2 minutes to submit a verbal statement. For a total combined 3 speaking turns, and I'll accept the speakers list right away here. I'll keep it open for another probably 10 or 15 seconds here to see if we get any questions from guests. But if not, we'll just look to skip into question period. Okay, seeing none, we're going to go right into question period here. So any members of council can pose questions towards other members of council. And I will look to the speakers list now. All right. Seems like everybody really wants to get to this motion. So we're going to take no speakers list as nobody has questions and go to board and committee business. So item 7A on our agenda, Vice President Cron moves to initiate a referendum on the 2021-2025 UPass during the next general election. I will just ask for a secondary to the motion. Vice President Kidd, thank you. Vice President Cron, a moment to introduce.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And thank you, everyone, for getting so quickly to this item. So as you have heard, seen, experienced, the UPass program brings a lot of value to our students and to our campus community generally. As you know, it's up for renewal this year, and students have the opportunity to vote on a new UPass deal, which you heard about in detail last week. So I am motioning to call a referendum on the UPass to let students decide if this is something that they want. And I hope that you will vote in favor. Thank you.
Sorry, I realized I wasn't off mute there, but thank you, Vice President Cron, again. And we are good to go into discussion, debate. If you have any questions or queries, I'm actively looking to the speakers list. So I'm not seeing a speakers list populate. Am I taking it that y'all are ready to vote? No, it's not to be confused with shoe pass. But okay, the link is there. Having a party. Yes, Councillor Montero. All right. So we have conglomerated more than enough responses to come to a conclusive answer. But this motion will pass unanimously with 23 votes in favor. And that will conclude today's meeting. So from here, I'm just going to, actually, we didn't have anybody enter or leave the meeting. So I'm just going to take all of the attendance records as good because we've been here for 10 minutes. But yeah, I mean, aside from that, everything looks good to me. So we can, I guess, call today's business complete. Thank you all for tuning into a very quick meeting of council. And our next meeting of council will be at 6 p.m. On the 26th of January. So just a reminder that again, it is an hour earlier back at a normally programmed scheduled time. But aside from that, I hope y'all have a great week. I think that was the fastest council meeting we've ever had. So that was kind of cool.
And y'all see you next week.
Thank you all for showing up for this motion. Much love. Vote yes for the UPass. I can say that because it's not the pre-campaign period. Bye.